in 2036 that it's going to come back up.
Nancy's unmuted.
Yeah, I'm unmuted.
We talked about, Nancy, about a little asterisk at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, we have a budget development, a budget, and the budget would have an asterisk. We would create that into the budget, and it would be explicit that it has to every year be mentioned and carried forward budget to budget, so it's a reminder. It can't be budgeted, but it can exist as a reminder in the budget. So we're going to build that into our budget format.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda, the 200 building modification, and I will ask Bob White to take over.
Thank you, David. I've sent the board, hopefully the board has received the packet that Nancy and I sent them a couple of days ago to try to include everything we could think of that would help them understand where we are and what we're trying to accomplish. Hopefully, having said that, I could give a little background that in June of 2018, the 200 owners voted in favor of the walkway project at an owners meeting included Neil and proxies. June 2018. Nancy and I started with owners on this 5 years ago, but 3 years later, in 18, we were able to get that vote accomplished, a majority of the building with proxy votes, and they approved moving forward. Then in March of 2019, this is 20, the master board voted to allow the project to move forward, provided that before any work could be done, that the 200 board would show the final plans to the master board to ensure that the plan is in accordance with expectations of what was presented that time at that meeting with our amateur Photoshop renditions, since we had no engineer at that time. And we also needed to provide a county building permit. Have I got that there? Good. Thank you. You're saving me from moving my own notes. Does everyone have what's up on the screen now?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, great. So let's go through it. So I'm not going to answer, but the other folks who don't see, does anybody who's on Zoom can see this, or should I hate reading to people that don't need to be read to? What do you think?
I'll have to go over it anyway, Bob.
Okay, so 200 building hired back in 18, once we got the building okay, to change the look of the building, we hired W.J. Johnson with Mike Foster, who was the president, and he hired for us Keith Blackwell, who's a structural engineer. To do this kind of project, you need a specialty engineer. They're called structural engineers. And he's the president of Structures and Design Consulting, and he's been our designer and chief engineer from the beginning. The project changed or the scale back from our presentation in March of 19. At that time, we talked about first floor and second floor connecting to elevator central tower. But the project was scaled back to just connecting the 6 townhomes to the second floor central tower and not installing any first floor sidewalks. The 6 townhomes are responsible for costs associated with the walkway and have maintained daily records of all activity. Plans, the official shop drawings show that the structure adheres to the Photoshop renditions. Additionally, the plans confirm that all surfaces are painted to coat to match the exterior, rails, building, floors, and meet current code. We're now ready today to provide to the board the final plans, which we promised we'd come back with, that are in accordance to what we presented to the board March 19. The building permit is ready to be picked up, so we get started soon. In fact, believe it or not, I just got an engineer sent me an email, and I sent it on to David, that the permit was approved at 2:10 this afternoon and is ready to be picked up. So we needed to come back to this meeting for two things. We needed to come back and say, here's the plan. We just had our Photoshop. If you leave right there, if you would, Jack, we had our pictures, the Photoshop pictures back at that time, and it was the best shot we could do because we wanted to show what we're trying to do. But what you're looking at here is these are the structural engineers' plans. And actually, we think they're improved over our Photoshop because this is a window on the right side of the building in the corner. Here's the stairway going up, and here's the deck up above. The original plan we had, we pictured a sidewalk right along underneath this window and over across to the second floor. Instead, what he did is he bowed it. I took it away from the building, which we thought was an advantage. The other thing is we didn't realize is that the original plan he had, I think he had like double the post to support it. He only has he has six, which is not over here. Six posts on this side and three on the other, on the left side of the building. So there's half the amount of posts. The posts are 6 inches in 6 inches by 6 inches, and they're powder coated paint is being done. So that's the plan there. So we have the plans which we promised that we would bring back to the board, and we have the permit that's available to the president and to anyone who can see them as of today. So we're asking permission to move forward at this point. Any questions?
Bob, I do. I have some questions. Where do those posts hit? And, you know, when you were saying you just needed the majority back in 18, I think you still needed 75%. So do you have where that proxy went out? And then also the arc. This never came in front of the arc.
I can answer those, Bob.
It had to go back to the arc. Then it needed to go to the master board. So I'm just trying to figure out if we have everything.
I can tell you, go back to 2018, that we went to the 200 board with proxies and had the votes taken, and there were 14 yes votes, 7 no, and 3 people didn't respond. We had all the documentation from that. Jan Hutchinson ran the meeting. So that's the first piece.
Bob, everybody knows that lives on that lower floor that they're going to have posts there. They're going to have shadowing, that they're not going to have the sunlight coming in, and they're going to lose plants and all of that. I'm just, you know, like, are they
Bob, can I say something?
Yeah.
The posts are minimal, and so they're not going to, they're going to be spaced along there. So we don't see those an issue. Most of the places are in front of the walls, not anybody's windows. There's not a lot of shadowing because the walkway where it extends from the townhome out is out extended out and is not over anybody's window up against the building, so there's not going to be that. It's not going to be fairly visible from the road because it's going to actually be behind the trees that are up against the townhomes now. And then finally, there was no 75% required provision. Our bylaws allow a majority vote as amended 2 or 3 years before this vote, so we met the requirement for our building vote.
Thanks, Nancy. Our documents are different than some of the other buildings, Denise.
No, I know you were changing them to get this through.
No, this was done before this project, believe me.
No, but you even had said talking about it back to 15, right?
The bottom line is this is a vote of 18, and we did everything legal by the book. And then we went to the master board, which needed to, and is. I'd like to, if we could, I don't know if Stan is still on the call. Could Stan explain that piece that he's there? Could you ask Jack to ask Stan to explain what took place? He was president at that meeting on the 19th.
Yeah, I sent the notes out, and I think Dave has them there. Before we had that meeting on the 19th of March, okay, I sent out the letter that came from Steve, okay, before we voted on and did anything regarding this. And there was no arc, okay? The arc had to be reestablished. It was up to the board to do what we did. And we did reestablish the arc after the fact, but this was up to the board itself to decide. So we did vote upon it. It was voted as a 5 in favor, 1 abstain, and 1 no. Come July of 2019, I also sent that out. In that meeting, I reiterated, because there was discussion about it, what was discussed previously to that other meeting where we had it, went over everything, and it's in the minutes, and those minutes were approved later. So this is really a moot point. Exactly. And honestly, at this point, it's really not asking for permission, because as long as, and it was stated in there, as long as they met the requirements that we said, they were given the blessing. And that's what they've done.
Well, Stan, I was also in these meetings, and I was promised that these would all be brought back, that this was just because the plans that were put in front of us were so, it was done, on a homemade, thing. It didn't really show everything, so on and so forth. So it ended up getting crammed through that it was to be approved for them to come back to be able to give us the full-blown plans.
No,
so,
some of this he did come back, and he did show us, actually, there was drawings that were renderings that were there that showed the drawings, and what's now is actually even less encumbersome than what was at that point presented. And I don't know if, Dave, if you can share your screen or not, or if you gave those to Jack, you can read actually from the minutes exactly what was discussed in there. And I made it a point verbatim to put there, so there was not a problem with it. And,
these minutes were the most detailed minutes ever that we've
I made it a point that they were detailed, so that we did approve the minutes afterwards. If there was a problem, then you should have spoke up at that point before.
Well, I wasn't at the meeting, and what was interesting is I didn't even have it on my, it was one of those meetings in the middle of the summer. And then also,
You voted.
Oh, no, I voted in March, and I voted no, and I think that 400 was abstained. So yes, I remember that, but on the meeting that these are, it says that it's July something, July 19th, whatever.
19th.
But, I think what some of the problem is like we have gone back and looked, and for the garage doors that you put up in the middle of the summer, there's not even a permit.
Let's not get off
track. So hopefully we can start gathering all of this stuff so that things aren't just being done, with not having it as a, it's obviously a material change.
Right, Jack, put that back up there again. I mean, I think the follow-up minutes from the July 17th, I believe, board meeting reiterates and summarizes what took place in March. So I think we're beyond the discussion phase on this, and we're into, does this comply with the request of the board or not? And from what Bob has presented, we have excellent engineering. I think the diagrams reflect as accurately as possible to what was presented before. And I might anecdotally add this here. At the time, the February 2019 meeting, Don Montoy had a heck of a time taking minutes for that meeting. So I helped him with the minutes at that time. We had a successful compilation of the February minutes. For the March meeting, knowing that he potentially was going to have trouble, I meticulously took notes. And I kept those darn minute notes for over a year. I got sick of looking at them on my desk. And I had asked Resort at the time, do you have the minutes for that meeting? Because I'm sick of looking at these minute notes. And they said, of course, Don Montoy left. They thought it was in his file. They told me yes. And after looking at those for approximately a year, I chucked them. When it came down to it, whereby I said, I need to see those minutes from March 2019, they didn't have them. And I had asked Don Montoy right after the meeting. I said, I got great minutes. I took down every single note here. And he said, no, I've got them good this time. I don't need your help. Okay. Well, the fact that I did that is somewhat impregnated in my mind as to what the details. And the details don't vary from what is now up on the screen. That is the summary of what happened specific to the building 200's request to put in the ramp.
And if you,
the only question I have is it goes back to a material change, and does that need to go to 75% of the people in the community?
Stan just answered that question.
Right.
I have a copy of the letter, too, where Steve Adamczyk, our attorney at the time, said no.
Right, and that's why that was passed out, and I was kept after Steve to get it, and I received it, I think, that day and sent it out to everybody, and we discussed it at that board meeting. And if you look
but
at
there
the agenda,
just a paragraph, and with Steve, he always was, well, it could be this way or it could be that way. Or if you look at it on Tuesday, it would be this way. And, you know, you probably can get around it. You know, that's why Steve's no longer with us. So have we checked with our attorney that we have right now to make sure that this is not a material change in the community that needs 75% of the vote?
I don't think we need to get a second opinion on every attorney opinion.
But you know, here's the problem, Dave. We are liable as a board to make sure that we are protecting the community.
We are protected, Denise. That's why we went to Steve. He's our attorney. If there's any liability, it goes back on Steve. That's why before it was even brought up, before we did anything, I made it a point. That's why I made it a point to send this to everybody on the board to make that decision based on what Steve said. We paid him for a decision. He made a decision. That's why he was hired to do that. If any liability, it's back on Steve, not on us, because I was not about to make that decision without.
And what was sent out to us was just a paragraph. It wasn't even the whole context of what it was then. So
well,
we
based
saying
on that.
That right now, wouldn't it be better just to ask very, very quickly, you know, our attorney and see what she has to say?
No, then you should have brought this up a long time ago before the...
Oh, I have been bringing this up, Stan. You know that I've been bringing this up from the very, very beginning. So, you know, this is should be no surprise. The only other I would say, as long as, you know, on 100, were there permits for the garage doors that went up?
Denise, when we finish this, we'll discuss that if you like.
No. But, I mean, if they're there, we should have, you know, as we were talking earlier, that we're not keeping track of everything. So if something like that happens, it wasn't approved by the board, and you know, if there are permits, we should just have them so that we know that it was legally done.
But you know what? That's a discussion for another time and not now. We're dealing now with this agenda item that is the 200 building request for closure effectively on a previously approved proposal to add a ramp. And I think... you know, the question comes, are we satisfied that this indeed reflects what was given in the presentation of 2019 and has all of the requirements been met? And I think they have. So I think we just need to proceed with this.
Hey, I have some clarification questions. This is Mark, and they're for Bob, actually. I just got the drawings and stuff yesterday, so I have a couple of clarification questions. And obviously, this is a kind of a foot for the future, so I'm sure other owners would like to understand some things. So my first question was, it has a declared value of $75,000 on the permit. Is that accurate, Bob?
You know, I don't know where he got that number. I can tell you that we've paid that much already in the project. So I think it's more like try to help.
Bob. Can I jump in here?
Yes.
Yeah, the value of the actual item, the fabricated item, is going to be in that range. And then the additional money we spent was for engineering and other services to get to this point. We had to pay for a permit. We had to pay for engineering. And so then there's the value of the actual walkway. So if our engineer says the value of that walkway is around 75, it sounds about right to me within scope of the entire project.
Thanks, Nancy. That's why. And then we had surveying on top here to survey the entire building.
And then how much will we split amongst the six townhouses?
It's been split six ways exactly for the entire project.
No one in the building, Mark, will pay a dime except for the six owners who own the townhouses.
Okay. And when they bought into the vote, did they have the amateurish sketch, or did they have the final documents like you have them today? And the only reason I ask that is that if they thought that they were going to be ADA compliant with the solution, they're not. On one side of the building, it will have that kind of elevator access, but on the west side of the building, there's steps that go along the two townhouse platforms that leads down to the main core of the building. So it's not a, you know, a continuous ramp. So
to that effect, Mark, I have updated our six owners on a continuous basis for the past year. They were aware that this was not an ADA compliance, that county named it a lateral access, which is what we are legally known as. So there are steps, and everyone was aware of that.
And then I guess to flip the coin for the people that are on the lower level, like if I look at this for building 401, my unit 401, the Apuzos and 408 and Zamito and 413 would have columns, possibly landscaping, shrubbery taken out, and we'd be seeing 6x6 columns, not
there's
directly
six,
out our bedrooms.
There's
so,
six-inch like, columns. Yeah, there's six-inch columns, and there will be no landscape bare spots. We have it built into the budget for anything that is damaged or affected is going to be removed. We've already been in contact with Ropo about making sure that as soon as all the work is done, the landscape is brought back to the way it should look.
So the entire budget split between the six?
Right now it's around a little over $150,000.
And in our building in 401, the townhouses, which we have six of, two of them may be lucky enough to have parking in the main underground garage, which means they would be able to take full advantage and benefit from this and going up to their units with groceries or shopping carts with groceries or baggage. But four out of the six townhouses in ours have parking on the carports. And
well, Mark, I'm one of the four that has parking in the carport, and the advantage of having elevator access for heavy things, or should I be injured, as when I broke my leg and I had to come up the step on my butt to get up to my unit, then the value of it is worthwhile for that. We recognize that, and everyone who is on the outskirts has the parking in the bay. We're aware of that, and it is the access, the ability to get up there with an elevator that we are looking forward to.
Before you cut me off, you would not be able in some of those townhouses to age in place and wheelchair down, like you said, to the elevator and for the building because there'd be steps, correct?
Two minor steps that we are all willing to live with.
I think there's three. But, okay, well, I'm just, because, you know, people put out a lot of money on a Photoshop drawing, and now all of a sudden to me, the reality, the detail, and they say, you know, the devils are in the detail. You know, I would think the owners that, you know, ponied up for the money or the ones that are doing this would want to see the finished drawings and to see where holes are. And a five-foot walkway.
Apparently, there are no complaints from those individuals. We need to move on here.
I think he's saying the people below, too, should have a right to understand what they are in for, and if their resale value is going to be depleted, well, their resale value is going to go up.
The people below were made aware of it during the drawings and during the discussion, and in fact, we have reduced the footprint in front of each one of the units with the final plan. I don't consider them amateurish. I consider them initial, and the shop drawings are finished product.
There's still photoshopping on the new drawings that are kind of painted amateur.
No, those aren't new drawings. Those photoshopping are the originals from 2018,
Ruin.
All right, well,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to bring it home to anybody from 400 that's in my building that's on the call because I don't know if
don't you have a ramp in 400? Doesn't the 400 building have a ramp?
No, they have on the lower level, they have access.
Right. And the bottom.
Someone sent me photos of a ramp on 400 building.
There's with $6,000.
It was ADA required because there was a lawsuit pending.
No, it was
$6,000. Let's not go there.
There was a mediated settlement.
So, in any event, the Bob, would you like to put a motion out there, and then we'll unmute everyone and get commentary from the membership?
Well, I'm just, whatever you want to do, I just want approval that we've met the two requirements that we produced, believe it or not, the building permit this afternoon, and we produced the engineering drawings that are very detailed and provided to all owners and to the board. So just asking for ability to move forward, and as I believe that to have any construction take place, we have to notify everyone within a week before anything starts. So I'm just looking for how do you move forward now? Because I feel that we have met what we said we do, the requirements, in the meeting of March 12th. We said we do the things that took a long time to get done, but today it feels like it's done.
Bob, you're not planning on doing construction during the season, are you?
The reason, you know, funny you ask that question, the reason that we are trying to move as quick as possible is that they think they could start, you know, in the next couple of weeks, and we want to get it done now before January and season. So the longer, if anything was delayed, it just brings the season, which is not good. So that's our whole goal, is to get this started before season.
Well, we're kind of at in season, yeah.
Now, what I'm considered, really, after Christmas in January, to me, is that's where we are.
Hey, we need to move on, and we need to have closure.
I don't have a problem making a motion. And if, folks, I make a motion that we approve the 200 project, that they've met the requirements that the 2019 board authorized.
For a second?
I second it.
They said moved and seconded. Jack, would you unmute everyone then so we can get additional discussion from the membership, if any?
The host would like you to unmute your microphone. You can press *6 to unmute.
Hey, this is Stan. I'd like to add one thing. This year, when it was done, was not made or implied in any way that there had to be another vote. This was just presented. Here's the permit. Here's the plan. And all we're supposed to do is really give the blessing.
The host would like you
really
to unmute your microphone.
I mean, this should
you
have been actually just handed in, given it.
To unmute.
I don't think that there's a vote necessary, but you're the president now. You need to decide that.
Yeah, I think just to formalize this, is probably that the vote acknowledges that this is done according to the previous motion from March of 2019. So
okay.
Anyone else out there with any other comments?
Eric Lowe. I think Bob might have mentioned that copies of these renderings were sent to unit owners. Were they sent to all unit owners in the complex, 176, or just the unit owners in the 200 building?
Eric, that was a 200 proxy. It only had to do with 200 building change.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, my thinking was when the ARC was involved, and I'm thinking perhaps, you know, the reason back when we voted, we wanted to see how it looked. And, you know, me as one unit owner haven't seen how it looks. You know, does it look good? Is it going to, you know, be offensive to the other unit owners? So how do you deal with that? I don't know.
Yes, you're right, Eric. It's a material change.
Well, I think it is a material change, but and you know, I asked Tina, and I got a paragraph that she was kind enough to send me from a Danny's letter, and that, you know, the paragraph didn't say very much, and I think it was out of context, as someone might have said. But
mm-hmm.
You know, it's a material change. It didn't go through the ARC. It didn't go to the unit owners, and we're relying just on these three or four sentences that a Danzig said. And I think, you know, maybe, you know, to make sure this is done correctly, we ought to get, you know, an attorney to look at it again, as maybe Denise suggested.
Eric, there was no ARC, and that was also spelled out.
But you took the ARC apart. You made sure that point that you had enough that it was gone so we could slip two things through.
No, that's not, Denise,
yes.
Look at
it
the doc.
I'm not going to stop, Dan.
Docs were done long before this. I had nothing to do with it. The docs removed it. I didn't remove it. I didn't have nothing to do with rewriting it.
And if you were willing to let the ARC even have any say in it, you just went on that one moment.
You know, that's ancient history now. Let's move on here. Any more commentary from the members?
Yes,
this
is Doherty, and I am one of the units on the ground floor, and I appreciate the fact that we're going to just have the minimal amount of posts. It's going to blend in with the building. It's not going to be intrusive, and we're going to be, and they're going to be fixing any landscape that's taken out. I think this is a win-win for everyone. I was at the meeting where all the arguing was going on. Everything was decided in, I believe it was March of 18, or March of 19, I apologize. And, you know, we've met the requirements. I think that's the end of the discussion.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Yes, this is Nancy Dufresne. I'd like to make a comment or ask a question because I believe this will be precedent setting for the other buildings.
Why do you say that?
So this material is made out of aluminum, is that correct? So is there any kind of muffling or anything as shopping carts are rolling around this, especially at night? From the drawing, it looks like it's about 2 feet from the bedroom window.
Your frame is aluminum or cement. It's poured cement.
Okay.
And it also has buffering material in between the platforms to eliminate any shaking noise.
Okay. Thank you. That's my question.
That was a good question. Next. Anyone else? Okay. Let me move on then. We'll call the question. Let's go building by building on this one. 100 building, Chris?
I am in favor. 200?
Yes.
300, Denise?
No.
400?
This is Mark. I was not at the first vote, but I'm opposed.
And 500?
Yes.
600, Karen is not here. 700, yes. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is the proposal for the new gym equipment. And again, let me historically perhaps bring the membership up to speed on this a little bit. As you all know, because of COVID, many of the gyms have shut down and have become insoluble. There is secondary equipment on the market, which kind of lowered the overall cost of secondary equipment because of the surplus of that type of gym equipment. I know Twin Dolphins upgraded several of their exercise units and saved incredible amounts of money, paid pennies on the dollar. Chris had taken over the